This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Most of California might soon be under a coronavirus stay-at-home order. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Gavin Newsom says this was expected.
The final surge in this pandemic.
A record number of people are in California hospitals.
Regions where the ICU capacity is falling below 15%. We are now mandating that we are implementing a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks.
Newsom says 4 out of the 5 regions in California could reach that threshold soon. Hair salons, bars, and casinos would close. Retail stores would be at 20% capacity and only takeout at restaurants.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. We are a few months away from truly seeing real progress with the vaccine.
A Republican lawmaker accused Newsom of disrupting daily life without releasing details behind the decisions. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration says some Americans could be just days away from getting a coronavirus vaccine, but there are fears some people might not want it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Pence says vaccinations may start within 48 hours of federal regulators approving the drugs, what he calls historically fast progress.
Only in America.
But Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Robert Redfield worries about a culture in America.
This growing concern of what I call vaccine hesitancy.
Some people just don't trust them.
It's really sad as an infectious disease physician to see many people choose to leave vaccination on the shelf.
Former presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama say they'd be willing to publicly take a coronavirus vaccine to boost confidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus.
We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades. And these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term fragilities, inequalities, and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic.
Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the 2-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai was denied bail on Thursday. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has details.
Lai and 2 of his senior executives are facing a charge of fraud relating to the lease of a building that houses Lai's Apple Daily, an anti-government tabloid. Authorities have intensified a crackdown on key opposition figures in the Chinese-ruled city, following Beijing's imposition of a national security law on June the 30th. The new law punishes anything China considers subversion, secession, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Lau and his colleagues are accused of falsely representing the use of their office to their landlord. While a fraud charge does not fall under the new law, the case marks another crackdown on pro-democracy figures. Lau's appearance in court came just a day after one of Hong Kong's most prominent activists, Joshua Wong, was jailed for more than 13 months for his role in an unlawful anti-government rally in 2019.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. President Trump's effort to challenge his election defeat in Wisconsin has been rejected by the state's highest court. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court voted 4-3 in its refusal to hear President Trump's lawsuit, attempting to overturn his loss to Joe Biden in the battleground state. The justices weren't ruling on the merits of the case, it was the process, ordering that it be heard first in the lower courts. The president's attorneys, citing the December 14th date for presidential electors to cast their votes, had been seeking a speedier process. 2 of the justices questioned whether Trump's request to disqualify tens of thousands of ballots would be the right remedy if there had been irregularities. But another justice says the court is obligated to determine if elections officials complied with the law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Visit VOANews.com.